Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to episode 143. You can tackle self-doubt. No matter how confident we may feel, there are moments when we start to doubt our abilities. They can be fleeting moments, but they happen all the same, and they can both damage our mental health and our self-esteem. Sometimes we just need to take a moment to address those feelings of self-doubt and try to deal with them before they make us feel bad. Leaving behind your self-doubt can have a greater impact on your life than you may realize. In fact, have you asked yourself this very important question? For what reason do you doubt yourself? Like, really feel into that. For what reason do you doubt yourself? 9 times out of 10, the answer is the same. Fear. What is it that you're afraid of? Are you afraid of succeeding? Why? What's holding you back? Are you afraid if you put yourself out there, you won't be good enough? Perhaps you think your inner critic makes you better at what you want to do. Self-doubt is, with exception of psychopaths, present in everyone. Like negative thought cycles, it pops up from time to time, or for some, all the time. The secret is not to let it get to you. You must learn to let go and move on to healthier thinking patterns. Once you achieve this, then you will free the spirit, because doubt and worry and fear holds the spirit captive. When the spirit is captive, it does not soar to its full potential. Anything that you truly want to accomplish is prevented as a result. So are you ready to move on from your self-doubt and worry? Let's dive into and look at a few simple ways you can kick self-doubt out of your mind and get on being your usual positive and productive self. Here are a couple of ways to overcome self-doubt. You got to remind yourself of your goals. Everybody needs to have goals. Next time you feel a little bit low and lack confidence, take a look at one of your projects or a goal that you've set. Consider the short-term impact of your goal, the mid-term impact, and then the final result. By breaking down your goals, you can take a moment to look at what you've achieved and what you are continuing to achieve. If you see real, tangible progress, you'll be less likely to doubt yourself and more likely to push toward the next opportunity. Make a list of your achievements. Lists are healthy because they allow our brains to organize and condense our thoughts rather than getting muddled and spiraling around in our heads. So sit down, grab a bevy, if you'd like, and write down everything you are proud of. Be specific or be generic. It's entirely up to you. Your achievements can be significant ones or small wins that allow you to take control and to smile. Smile at your achievements. Even if one of them is getting out of bed in the morning, it's an achievement all the same. So make sure you write it down. This can remind you of your self-worth and just what you are capable of and capable of doing. Do something you love. If you're having moments of self-doubt, take yourself shopping or to the theater or to an art gallery or to the library, and revisit a passion of yours. By allowing yourself to explore your interests, you can remove self-doubt. You'll appreciate that you are knowledgeable about something. By recognizing that you have interests, you'll generate some enthusiasm, revitalize some passion, and realize that you are an interesting and valuable person to be around. Ask yourself why you're feeling self-doubt. Give yourself a good talking to. Sit down and consider what it is that you're feeling doubt about. Now, this does not mean that you berate yourself or you talk negatively to yourself. It's give yourself a talking to, like, what? Why am I having these thoughts? Okay, so sit down and consider what it is you're feeling doubt about. Which part of your personality or which part of your life is causing you to feel this self-doubt? By writing it down, you can then offer yourself solutions. Suddenly, problems can become fixable goals to work toward. Surround yourself with positive and supportive people. If you're feeling a lot of self-doubt, surround yourself with friends and family to remind you how much you are loved and how people value you. And if you're stuck and you don't have those people, you've got to find new people or reach out to me because I support you. Remember, your friends and family take time out of their schedule when they visit you, so remind yourself that they must appreciate you and recognize your worth. Just recognizing the friends and family you have will make you appreciate your support network and hopefully make you feel wanted. Self-doubt is extremely common, but it doesn't have to overcome you. All you have to do is remind yourself that you deserve happiness, success, and inner peace. Now, how are you going today start to resolve your self-doubt around whatever it is you're doubting yourself around? What's your action plan? How are you going to go after it? I would love to know. Feel free to reach out. Sending lots of love. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.